investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Capital. Details on those... ahead.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Now, 4 o'clock.
Fire in USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. Arizona Senator John McCain expressing support for his former vice presidential running mate. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin announcing Friday she will leave office in a few weeks, some 18 months before her term expires. McCain says he was deeply honored to have her as his running mate. Now, McCain's stance is in sharp contrast to one taken by Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, who says Palin's decision, quote, deeply disappoints her. Murkowski saying Palin's decision is one that abandons Alaska and her constituents. NFL fans stunned by the news of the death of former quarterback Steve McNair. He and a woman have been found shot to death in a Nashville apartment. The police are saying very little right now. McNair played for 13 years in the league with Tennessee and Baltimore. He was 36. This is IRN USA Radio News.
My name is John DeMartino. I'm from Colorado, and I started using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan. It's extremely encouraging for me, and they've given me training on exactly what to say, and I don't have to be a salesman to talk to people that are calling me. It's made me feel like, wow, let's do business. I can only conceive of growing and growing and growing now. I'm 56 years old, and I feel young. I feel renewed. I'm happy. I'm excited about my financial future. In a short amount of time, less than an hour a day, if someone wanted to, they could have a system. This is a stress-relieving business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby. After 5 years, the three-step plan is a proven success story. If you're tired of worrying about money all the time, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
President Obama praising members of the United States Armed Forces in Independence Day remarks at the White House.
You are the latest, strongest link in that unbroken chain that stretches back to the Continental Army. You're the heirs of that legacy of proud men and women who strained to hold together a young Union, who rolled back the creeping tide of tyranny, who stood post through a long twilight struggle, who have taken on the terror and extremism that threatens the world's stability.
All across the nation Saturday, Americans from all walks of life celebrating our nation's 233rd birthday. Pyongyang busy Saturday, test firing 7 ballistic missiles. South Korea says the missiles splashed into the Sea of Japan. Missile launches being described as provocative and also severe violation of the UN Security Council resolutions. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. Visit us at EverCleanse.com or call now to receive a very special offer.
That number is 800-567-5598. Call for your special offer. 800-567-5598. 800-567-5598.
California lawmakers continue working on a massive bill hoping to avert a total budget meltdown. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's spokesman, Aaron McClear.
I think we all are interested in getting this done as quickly as possible. We just have different ideas on how to get there. The governor wants to solve our entire $26.3 billion deficit all at once. And the legislature has tried to do a little bit at a time and push the rest off for later. We don't think that's the right way to go.
California lawmakers failing to balance the budget by the beginning of the new fiscal year earlier this week. More anti-tax Tea Party protests all across the nation Saturday. Officials estimate there have been some 1,300 events. Held as organizers say they hope they've added opposition to the administration's agenda on health care, energy, and the environment. Very special Independence Day for George W. Bush, former president addressing an audience in the small town of Woodward, Oklahoma. Bush had surprised city leaders by accepting their invitation to attend the 4th of July celebration. Joey Chestnut snarfing down a record 68 hot dogs to win the 9th annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Coney Island Saturday. Chestnut from San Jose, California, won the title for the third straight year. Japan's Takiro Kobayashi came in second with only 64 and a half. Tens of thousands of people jammed the Coney Island boardwalk to watch that event. I'm Jason Walker, IRN USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will buy bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
802 and
17. Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It is July 5th, 2009. We're going to have wide open phones for the full 2 hours today. And we have a special guest on the economic front popping in the next hour. Surprise guest. Tell you about that a little bit later in the transmission. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. If you're listening to us live on this Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central, that's 2 to 4 Pacific, a lot of stations re-air this show. In fact, more stations re-air it than carry it live. So if you're listening to the retransmitted broadcast, you can always email us at Infowars.com. You can always comment on the message board at PrisonPlanet.com. You can always call in during the weekday show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. as well. Okay, it is Sunday, day after 4th of July. Why am I here when most people are taking off? Well, because the Republic is on its last legs, as they say. The United States has been captured. It has been shanghaied. It has been bamboozled. It has been hijacked. It has been boarded. It has been buffaloed. It has been overtaken, captured, whatever you want to call it, by foreign offshore corporations openly. We call that group of bad guys the New World Order. And they write thousands of white papers and hundreds of books and give thousands of speeches and go to Davos and brag they're bringing in world government and how they're going to have a global carbon tax and make us all feudal serf slaves who live at subsistence level because it's better for the earth and easier for them to control us. This is a fact. This is what we're facing. Now, the Global Crime Syndicate's media for decades, as all of this structure was being set up and built, they denied it existed and had their controlled corporate media, the old media, sit there and tell you that you're crazy if you talk about these issues. And they would craftily, on TV and radio and in print, mix the private Federal Reserve, talking about the private Federal Reserve, or talking about chemical and biological and radiological weapons testing on the people, or subjects like that that are documented on record. The private Federal Reserve is private, is run for profit, has never been audited as a criminal group. That's a fact. It is a fact. There have been tens of thousands of above-ground chemical, biological, radiological testing against the people of the United States and the world. That is a fact. There are thousands of issues just as big as those that nobody ever really discusses unless they try to mix it in with chupacabras, space aliens from Mars, time traveling, which is all interesting and fun, but not based in provable, certified reality. And so when the mainstream media, by design, mixes those issues in, mixes the private Federal Reserve and the private corporate dictatorship in with those silly issues, the other issues that can't be proven, then that discredits the serious topics. So for years, the media did this, and now we openly have world government being set up. Hundreds of major publications are coming out and saying that a private group of banks offshore now rule the United States, just like they rule third world and developing countries through debt, and that we're going to be paying our carbon taxes to them, and that we're going to lose our standard of living, and that America's over, and that our freedoms are over. And that, well, really, this is good because America has been too uppity, America has been doing too well, and we deserve this. So after all these years denying that any of this existed, after all these years denying that any of this is happening, they're now going, oh, yeah, there's a world government run by offshore banks, but they're going to fix all the problems and fix the environment, and everything's fine, so just sit down and shut up. And if you don't like it, well, then you're basically terrorist. That's what's going on. That's what's happening here in the United States and worldwide. So you need to know that on this day after 4th of July, that everything the 4th of July stands for, all of our liberties, all of our freedoms, private property rights, parental rights, family rights, constitutional rights, it's all going out the door. It's all being wholesale trampled on, butchered, decimated, burned to the ground. It's being disintegrated in front of our eyes. And until we start realizing that, until we start facing those facts, it is only going to get worse. You know, I have linked to and I have made films about and I have covered at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com and PrisonPlanet.tv at nauseam the thousands of public documents where the elite of the planet sit around and brag that their plan all along was to deindustrialize Western Europe, England, and the United States, to bankrupt the free market, to bankrupt the middle class, so you had to go on welfare. Because they're going to leave the taxation control grid in place. They're going to bankrupt every factory, every job you've got to make you serve them, to make you be under their control. It's like NAFTA and GATT. They knew and they wrote that that would deindustrialize the country, and look what it did. Then the very same banks loaned out all this fiat currency and credit. Then they pulled the rug out from under the people 2 years ago. They've had tax incentives to move your companies, your factories offshore out of the United States and out of the West. It's a monopoly game. How do you control it all? You first bring it all down. They knew what it was going to do. They paid the tax incentives, paid to move the jobs overseas, and left the borders wide open when it's unconstitutional, criminal, and 80 to 90% of the American people, depending on the poll, don't want our borders open. That stays open no matter who's in office. The illegal aliens. I've got Associated Press articles where Homeland Security, when they do arrest an illegal alien, they take them and give them a job building government facilities. This is the takeover, and the big question is, what are you going to do about it? They paid the companies to move out of the nation. And now they're putting a carbon tax on every farm, every ranch, every factory, every company, every office, every car, every home, every tank of natural gas, every tank of gasoline, every container of motor oil, everything with carbon taxes on it. The foods you eat, the fertilizers that are used to grow them, and no one else but the West, the United States and Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, no one else of 160-plus other nations has to make any of those greenhouse gas cuts. Now, if you think the economy's already in free fall, and you think the situation's only being made worse by government spending $14.8 trillion, more than the gross domestic product, in the first 7 months of the banker bailout that began in October. If you think that's bad, imagine what the carbon taxes are going to do. It is designed to throw a wet blanket on what's left of this sputtering economy that the last coals of industry and jobs are now dimming and burning out, and they throw a giant wet blanket over it. What does a wet blanket do? It puts out the fires of free market. And then what is Obama and the Republican Party with him doing? There are car dealerships from Texas to Michigan, from New York to Florida, from Florida to Vermont, from Vermont to Washington State. 3,000-plus Chevy dealerships. The White House openly controls what stays open and what closes. Families that even want to just change car dealers and own the property their dealership's on are being told, no, you signed contracts years ago saying you have to shut down if we tell you to and give us your car list and customer list. And then if they're inside Democratic Party operatives, they get to stay open. If they're not, they get shut down. This is a top-down mafia economy, where big, select global corporations use the executive branch to forcibly come in and take over whatever sectors of the economy they want. This is what tyranny is always about. Stay with us.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a top story up on Infowars.com. It's got links to the mainstream newspapers in Missouri. I'm going to cover it later in the next hour. And it just says the National Guard trains to take on the U.S. militia. High treason, ladies and gentlemen. NORTHCOM openly announces in the Army Times they're preparing major combat brigades to, quote, engage the American people, including state governors. And that's the same thing the John Warner Defense Authorization Act says. Now, anybody who lives in the real world and understands history, the hair on the back of your neck should be standing up. But you see, it's not just the government that's corrupt and rancid. It's the American people. We were once the smartest and best and toughest. I mean, all those cliches were true. But it's probably been 100 years since we were anything close to those ancestors. And now we're a bunch of showboats, a bunch of posing, preening peacocks who like to act like they're tough and act like they're informed and act like they're involved. But in reality, it's a bunch of cowards that'll go along with anything. And so the word went out to the vultures of the planet. This is the place to pick the people's bones. This is where they'll put up with anything, as long as you wrap it in the American flag. You can shove a shotgun in their mouth and pull the trigger, as long as the shotgun is red, white, and blue, and they'll thank you for blowing their brains out. Now, I know there's still a lot of good people in this nation, and the New World Order Global Crime Syndicate's taken over on the planetary scale, so there's really nowhere to run. So we got to stand here and fight, ladies and gentlemen. But on average, 640,000 jobs are being lost every month for the last 8 months straight. 600 plus thousand people a month are losing their jobs. It's accelerating now. Real inflation is above 15%. Real unemployment is now above 20%. And it's only going to get worse. There's no cavalry coming over the hill. The government wants to make the Depression as bad as possible. They want to bankrupt you. They want to make you dependent on them. They want to get control of you. It's in all the IMF and World Bank documents. They've done it to third world country after third world country. You know, you like to shake your finger when you're in a third world country. Nicaragua, El Salvador, Argentina, areas in Asia. You like to shake your finger and say, look at these homeless people everywhere. Look at these poor people. Why don't they do something for themselves? Well, see, their corrupt leaders were bought off by foreign offshore banks that signed agreements with the leaders that they were not to pay the loans back that were made up out of fiat money to begin with, backed up by U.S. taxpayers, and that they were then to hand over the entire infrastructure to the people. You see, the elites want you to be bankrupt and poor as a tool of control, as a tool of bondage. As State Department Memorandum 200 clearly states, declassified in 92, written by Henry Kissinger in 1973, they have to use war and famine and poverty to reduce the world's population. And their number one target is the West. Now, they've had trouble killing off the third world. Its numbers are growing. But the West is dying. The world average for the West, that counts Japan, they've got a Western death trend. For every two people, two parents, or every two adults, for every two baby boomers, they're having 1.3. That's the world average in the first world. So see, two people becomes 1.3. Our cultures are dying. It's a bunch of lackadaisical, smart-mouth know-it-alls who don't even have an idea. So selfish that they would allow themselves to be sterilized by the plastic products they drink water out of. They would allow themselves to be sterilized by the sodium fluoride in their drinking water. They would allow themselves to be sterilized and brain damaged by the mercury in their vaccines, and they wouldn't even stop because they were too lazy to even save their own lives. So I want to ask you, why is the 4th of July important? What do those fireworks symbolize? They symbolize warfare. They symbolize mortar shells exploding in the air. But, the West is like a big rotten dead animal. It just has to be drug off into the ditch and buried, basically. That's what you want. It's what you get. The bankers, you can believe all their lies. You can believe in hope. They're going to grind you under their feet. They're going to stomp your brains out. They're going to push you and squeeze you and bankrupt you and take your farms and your ranches and your homes. And so many of you are so cowardly. You will engage in mental gymnastics. You will make excuses for the system, and you'll go join the youth brigades and the forced labor brigades, and you'll go to work at the corporations that live off government contracts, and our whole economy is converting from industry and manufacturing and farming to tattletale squads and different government jobs and government-funded jobs, and everything's converting to police state. That's our new economy, and that's our new religion. That's what's worshipped. And our whole economy is being turned into a Pentagon murder grid, a control grid, a cashless society control grid, a technological enslavement panopticon to totally annihilate our society. And we're just incrementally introduced to the new level of the matrix every month, every year, as the intensifying corruption just expands. You're all good little mind slaves. You make the excuses. You rationalize. You're caught in that trance. You're caught under that spell where you just can't get out of it like the frog in the boiling water. Because you're not a slave. You're not going to admit you're a slave. You're going to rationalize. You're going to make excuses. You're going to believe in the false left-right paradigm. You're going to watch your 4.5 hours of TV a day. But I want to ask those of you out there that do love liberty, that do love freedom, that do know the Bill of Rights and Constitution has been completely butchered from pillar to post. What are you going to do to stop this? What are you going to do to fight this? What are you going to do to speak up against this system? Because I know this, the enemy will give us no quarter. They're not going to back off. They're not going to quit. They're not going to stop pushing. They're only going to go and push harder and harder and harder. They have created a banking black hole of fiat currency and debt that was impossible to get out of the day they set it in motion. It is a worldwide Ponzi scheme, but when the Ponzi scheme pops, that's when the elite get the real power because everything implodes into their police state hands. Northcom admits they've been preparing for 10 years for the collapse of society. Northcom wasn't set up in 2002. Homeland Security wasn't set up in 2002. It was set up in the early 90s. You can go pull up Bill Clinton's speeches talking about it. All of this has been a master plan. Just like the CIA has taken down hundreds of third world countries, they're taking us down now. They work for offshore banks. They work for foreign corporations. These elites don't care about you in the red, white, and blue. They only wrap themselves in that so you'll stand down. That's their camouflage while they run over you. These are ruthless, cold-blooded world conquerors using financial systems to blast out economies and get people under their control and domesticated and dependent on them. And if they can't do that, they'll fund terror organizations and revolutionary groups in your country to overthrow you, or they'll hire your military to overthrow you, or they'll come in and bombard your nation and blow its infrastructure out and then sit back for 15 years waging siege on your nation till millions of your people starve to death. Then they'll come in and take over. We're facing cold-blooded killers. At least people out there could wake up and face how much trouble we're in, but you won't because you want to be slaves and bankrupt homeless. Okay? Get what you want then.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We are back live. Look, I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm telling the truth. Tyranny is taking over the planet. Remember what Stalin did and Hitler did and Mao did and Fidel Castro and hundreds of others and Caesar and the Aztecs? This is what elites do. They're ruthless. And they're openly bragging publicly that they've engineered the world financial collapse to bankrupt the planet, and then backed up by NATO and the U.S. military, they point guns at every country, including the U.S., and say, you're going to accept all our new rules or we won't turn the money spigots back on. And the money spigots is all through perception. It's all just fiat these scam artists make out of nothing. Just stop being such schmucks, folks. Remember the tens of thousands of chemical, biological, radiological testing that you know about. All of you have heard about them spraying U.S. cities and testing biologicals on people and the government grabbing foster kids and radiating them to death. You all know about black men in Tuskegee and the... I mean, I just mentioned a few of the common ones folks know about. The carnage is endless. These people are completely ruthless and out of control. But they don't want to startle their prey. You are their prey. And so I'm like a warthog walking around out in the field, and the lion doesn't want me. It wants the little group of gazelles. There's a pride of lions coming up, and I'm a warthog snorting and kicking and making noise, warning everybody, putting out my warning call about the lions crawling up in the high grass. And the gazelles are laughing at me going, well, if there were lions, they'd eat you. If there were lions, you'd be dead. No, folks, I'm not their quarry. I'm not their target. These are psychopaths. These are sociopaths. They have nothing but disdain for you. I've had many elitists, high level, say, Jones, why are you even trying to help the slaves? As you notice, they want to be a steak on the table. They want to be eaten. They want to be controlled. They want to be dumbed down. They want to be hurt. Evidenced by you warn them and they don't listen. But so often, I see yuppies and low-level nobodies think they're part of the elite. Folks, if you're not worth billions of dollars, and if you've been invited to eugenics meetings where they openly discuss exterminating the majority of the planet once the world government's in place, if you've been in a eugenics meeting where they're talking about the master plan to kill the majority of people, then you're an elitist. But if you're some guy worth $500 million and you hadn't been in on the meetings talking about killing everybody, you're nobody, okay? Because let me tell you, that's all these control freaks talk about. They're into power, into control. They always want the greatest extreme of power. What's the greatest extreme of power? Ask Hitler. Ask Stalin. Ask Mao. It's killing the majority of the people. Every time these guys get total power, they go, okay, I rule these kingdoms. Start killing everyone. Why? Because they can. Because that's their nature. And the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, was there for a reason. And as soon as the government started getting rid of any of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, any areas of it, as soon as we let them chew on the edges of them, they've gone ahead and just eaten through the entire thing. It's like a bunch of weevils in a sack of grain. Oh, there's just a few weevils in that sack of grain in the closet, in the pantry. I'm going to leave them alone. Go in there a week later. There'll be hundreds of weevils. Most of the grain will be eaten, and there'll be nothing but weevils and piles of weevil dung. That's it. There'll be a bunch of bugs and a bunch of their excrement and a little bit of grain left. And that's basically what America is now. And they're openly set up NORTHCOM and openly trained them. I've been to the urban warfare drills. I don't need to read it in the newspaper, but now I can. How they're training the military to set up checkpoints, lock down cities. And let me tell you, they're not training them to go after some guy wearing a turban on his head named Allah Akbar. They're training them to go after somebody named John Jones or David Smith or Dan Johnson. You understand that? Or Carol Schmidt. That's who they're training them to go after. John Q. Public, Sally Soccer Mom, Joe Sixpack, because they know when you find out your whole country's been stolen out from under you, not everybody's just going to go work for the government or work in the government brigades or the tattletale squads or the prisons as the entire economy, you know, every technical institute shifts over to security guards and all the major college grants that they give people. And scholarships are for the police state and data mining and spying and CIA's tripling its domestic operations, totally illegal. They know a lot of you aren't going to like being fed on. See, because not everybody's going to get the government job or the government contract. The other half of America is going to be the food. You're going to be the dinner for the Stalinistic, Mao, Hitlerian system. Look in the mirror. You're the food. See, a predatory system, the globalists have turned America into a bunch of backstabbing, weasel-head scum, a bunch of backstabbing, lazy, slack-jawed trash. Now, that's not the majority of America, but they got a big cadre of ruthless gangster thugs now who love petty power and will taser and kill and rob to get what they want. And they're ready to march out and take everything from the American people. Just like the Chicago system. All of America is going to be like Chicago. Mafia corrupt run, but 10 times worse. And every little local thug that works for the feds and the foreign corporations is going to be able to get away with whatever they want. And the message has gone out to the police and everybody else. Just have your way with these slobs. Knock them around. Let them know we're in charge. You will be backed up no matter what you do. You will be promoted. Now go out there and let them know they are our slaves. Go out there and you pull those old ladies over and you just grab that money right out of their wallet. If they don't like it, you taser them. You're too good to punch her in the face or blackjack her like you used to. You just taser that old witch. You take her car if she smarts off. This country's run by us now. We're taking it. Are you ready, men? Are you ready, pirates? Aye, we're ready, Captain. Then lay to it, boys. There's plenty of these weak cowards for us to feed on. And none of them's got no fight in them. So go all the way. Take everything they've got and everything they are. Break their spirit, boys. Let them know now that they're going to be slaves on the deck of my ship. A ship of hail. I grieve for this nation. I told my wife this morning, I said, I can hardly do this anymore. All the sorrow, all the pain, knowing I'm right, reading the bills, reading the documents, knowing I'm telling the truth, knowing it's hundreds of times worse than I can even explain to you, seeing the public having no idea, all these nice, sweet, gullible families, all self-assured with their little kids, shooting them up with deadly vaccines full of cancer viruses and mercury, shooting them up, giving them fluoride water, brain damage, cancer everywhere, people dying in mass, Gardasil killing people all over the place, SWAT teams raiding farms and ranches, raiding people selling eggs, raiding people selling... Just hell has been released. Total corruption. Government bureaucracy is spreading out like a cancer. The nation's got just huge tumors popping and spilling out. Metastasization as it just spills through us. One giant rotting cancer with a bunch of yuppies giggling and snarking and laughing. And a bunch of fake churchgoers going into their churches that tell them to lay down, go along with the system, it's the end of the world, do what the pastor says, after all he's on the FEMA payroll. I mean, how creepy is that? They admit that most of the preachers were on secret FEMA payroll and are now public, getting you ready to, quote, go to the FEMA camps? I mean, I'm getting so conditioned to accept this that... I saw 4 or 5 articles Thursday and Friday and just mentioned them where the Houston Chronicle and others reported the police just come to your door now and ask to search for illegal guns. They call it knock and talk. And then I saw articles out of Illinois again where they're using the army to go knocking at and go after. I mean, it's happening. Forget coming. It's happening. And see, it's all about. The offshore banks made the decision to steal everything, to bankrupt everything, to kill the goose to lay the golden egg so nobody else could ever get a golden egg again. So they're the only ones with golden eggs. They're breaking the mold. See, they got the power out of the mold they used to build their new world order. Now they're breaking the mold. They want you bankrupt and totally poor so you can't stand up and resist them and say no to them. Now, are you going to put up with these criminals? It's so outrageous they're getting away with it. Your call straight ahead. Stay with me.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Oh, man! It makes me mad to know all these offshore criminal bankers are taking over. Hey, when a corporation has a hostile corporate takeover of another corporation, do they lay the people off? Do they fire them? Do they steal pension funds? Of course. Oh, but there wouldn't be a global government move by the corporations to take over governments. Oh, no, they don't want control of governments where they can set all the rules and have the cloak of government legitimacy around them to carry out their crimes. No. Well, that's exactly what the New World Order is, and it's happening. And I'm angry because I got a wife and three children, and I don't like seeing this happen. And I don't have some high view of myself. I know I'm just an average person. That's why I can't get why so much of the public who's being raped by this doesn't get angry and doesn't get focused and doesn't take action. We're under attack. All right, hold on. Got a bunch of news coming up next hour and a special guest, but let's go to your calls. Loaded phone lines. We'll give each caller 1 minute. Delilah in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, I basically have my entire family living out there in California. And
which is totally collapsing with that Nazi thug running everything.
Yeah. Could you please give me some clue or idea of what to expect? Because I really believe California is going to be the first one to fall. So if you could give me some type of idea of how this is going to play out.
It's going to fall like luscious dominoes right into the Rothschild Rockefeller hands. And everybody's going to beg the government, oh, you did this to us. Give us more world government. Take more of our jobs. We'll do whatever you say. We'll turn our neighbors in. And they'll go, okay, here's some SWAT teams. They'll taser you. That'll fix it. And they'll go, thank you. I mean, you know, that. I mean, it's the pimp game. They want to be raped. They want, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm just very angry. Number one, when I call Schwarzenegger a Nazi, he told Rolling Stone in 1977, I want to be worshipped like Hitler at Nuremberg, and I admire Hitler. His father was an SS officer who took people to their deaths on record. Schwarzenegger openly wore Nazi uniforms and handed out Hitler records and screamed at the black people in gyms on record, down with the blacks, you're subhuman trash. Arnold Schwarzenegger's a gun-grabbing, New World Order-promoting piece of trash, and he was designed to go in there and to sucker the people of California to take over. So he's meant to bankrupt things by design. Then the feds come in. They're going to grab the 222 camps, the government facilities, the national parks. They're going to arrest any homeless people and forcibly put them in camps. That's already happening in Sacramento. I sent our cameras there. And the feds are just going to federalize it and just further have total federal control. Which itself, the feds are controlled by offshore banks. The states are to be bankrupt with these unfunded federal mandates and all the free health care for the illegal aliens. It's all working like a charm. Only Americans would let some foreign piece of trash, Nazi un-American piece of garbage, be their governor. So California wants to collapse. They're trendy liberals. They're trendy. They love collapsing. Does that answer your question, ma'am?
Yes, it does. So basically what you're saying then is to expect the dominoes to start falling with California, and it's just going to just domino from there.
And the feds then will get to grandstand as the saviors, fixing everything they engineered. Exactly. The country is in total foreign bank receivership to the banks that engineered the crisis that we gave all our money to, quote, restart the economy. You understand when we gave the foreign banks $14.8 trillion, according to Bloomberg, that we have to pay interest on the free money we gave them?
I don't understand how people cannot be outraged.
Oh, there's no future. It's absolutely destroyed. It's all over. Look, ma'am, I appreciate your call. Let me tell you why I'm so mad. I'm running on the treadmill last night, and guess what is on television? I'm watching, what's the show with the guy that used to have Politically Incorrect? Bill Maher's stupid show. What's the name of it? Real Time with Chicken Nick. Yeah, Real Time with Fake Liberal. Real Time with Know-It-All, you know, New World Order Minion. I'm watching Real Time with Chicken Nick, and you know, he's sitting up there acting real smart and saying one line a minute, reading off a teleprompter, and he's got Opie on there. Ron Howard. And Ron Howard talks about how, well, America is over and we're going to collapse now and no longer be the superpower, but that's kind of the way it's meant to be. And, you know, see, this is what a globalist would say. Oh, well, America had it good too long. America had to be put in line. Yeah, we're not going to be like we were before. Why? Why are all the industry gone? Why are all the jobs gone? Because we let foreign banks take us over and move the industry offshore as a tool of control and get us deep in debt. Deep in debt that's all made up. It's a fraud. And I've listened to NPR. They're always like, America's had it good too long. I heard this 10 years ago. And there's going to be a world collapse, and that'll teach us not to have a high standard of living. And the carbon tax will teach us to live in our means. And everybody's trained. Oh, I better not use too much water. Oh, I better not use plastic bags. Oh, humans are bad. The government tells me. We're like a nation of third graders that line up to ask permission to go to the bathroom. Except the third grade teacher is a SWAT team commander with a taser and a German shepherd in a black uniform with acid dripping out of his mouth, just ready to rip your head off and do you know what to your skull. Not me. I'm not a slave. I know tyranny when I see it. You just go ahead and go ahead and yell and scream about your stupid sports and feel manly and tough. I actually get upset about real things like being conquered by offshore banks. David and Austin, you're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. I'm disagreeing with you about something.
Well, don't worry. Everything's wonderful then.
I don't disagree with you about very much, but I heard you say this last week or last week before last that you didn't care what homosexuals did as long as they didn't molest children in the privacy of their home. And that's what I disagree with you. If you've ever studied much Oriental philosophy, especially Taoism, you realize that yin and yang produce harmful vibrations in the spiritual plane, and yin by itself and yang by itself produce harmful vibrations in the spiritual plane.
Well, sir, you missed what I was saying. You missed what I was saying. My thing is, I don't have some hang-up. I don't hate people. Okay? I don't hate somebody that wants to have sex with a donkey, but I don't particularly like it. Okay? I have my taste. And so the issue is that a lot of those people are trying to force their taste on everybody. They don't need to have any sex education for third graders, much less homosexual or heterosexual. That's my whole point. And I was pointing out that a lot of the kids stolen by CPS are given to the gay and lesbian families, and they're hunting us like Planet of the Apes with their CPS riding in on horses, and we're running through the cornfield, and they're beating us over the head, and I'm sick of it, and it isn't because of what they're doing in their bedroom. Stay out of my lives. Leave me alone, you control freaks. Just because you can't reproduce, don't try to kidnap our kids. And I talked about how almost every family court judge is one of these people, and they sit up there, and they're the big womb. The big family judge, the gay and lesbian families, they go to them to get kids. And then the big magic judge says, I'm the big magic, shaved head commander woman, and I supply you the kids. Now bring in the poor Christian family. Give me those daughters and little boys. I'm the big mama here. I give birth to them, and I give you the CPS children. See, they're the big fire of Moloch. They sit up there on their big giant altar, and they steal our kids and then hand them over to the other people. And they go, you're magic, Judge. You can produce children. You understand? That's how this works. And that's what I was saying. And I don't want to hear it that, oh, you just don't like gays and lesbians. I don't even care what you're doing. The whole point is, stop trying to steal people's kids. You understand me? And for anybody out there that doesn't know about this, you need to go check it out for yourselves and go to the family court. That's how it works. And maybe these gays and lesbians don't know where most of the kids they're getting came from, but they came from people that had their kids jacked at the hospital. Oh, mama had some marijuana in her blood. Doesn't matter if it's a false positive third of the time. We're going to go ahead and take their kid. And it's not just the gays and lesbians that want the kids. It's also other people adopting kids. You should know where these kids are coming from. That's why women shouldn't have all these abortions. Did you know there are more people wanting to adopt each year than there are abortions in the United States? People want these kids. So we kill the babies instead of having the women just give them up for adoption to families. That's why they won't ever let you know where an adopted kid came from. Because in fact, Google this right now. It was in BBC yesterday that they're taking the children of families in China that have more than one baby and selling them to U.S. and European families. A lot of these little Asian kids were stolen from their mothers. I guess that's good, too. And I'll get an email saying, why don't you like Chinese people? It has nothing to do with Chinese people. I'm against those Chinese people having their kids taken. But see, that's all multicultural fake liberalism is I say, hey, the sun's a little hot out here today. And they go, oh, I didn't know you were a racist. Or, oh, I don't like Obama seizing the entire economy for foreign banks. Oh, you don't like the black man. It's all a bunch of bull. It's all a cop-out. I am mad, ladies and gentlemen. I'm fired up. Michael, Peggy, Ronnie, Craig, Chris, Jeff, your calls are coming up. I am on the front lines. I am the info warrior. I am ready to wage war on dehumanization. I am ready to crush the New World Order. Fire up and join me. Get your soul back. Get your heart back. And say no to the tyranny.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. again.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Report says only 19 of the 112 prisons in...
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
DJ Austin, it's 5 o'clock.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. President Obama offering an Independence Day welcome to members of the military at the White House.
Even if this backyard is a little bit unique, our gathering tonight is not so different from gatherings that are taking place all across the country, in parks and fields and backyards all across America. In small towns and big cities, folks are reliving the simple, unmistakable joys of being an American.
Negotiations continue in California, where a compromise may clear the way for an agreement on an overdue budget to head off a cash crisis for the state. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's willing to reconsider his proposal to help reduce the $26 billion budget deficit with cuts to school spending that would require suspension of constitutional rules on education expenditures. California already issuing billions of dollars in so-called IOUs. This is IRN USA Radio News.
The IRS is one of the most feared agencies in America. They have the power to garnish your wages, put a lien on your home, and even put you in jail if you fail to file your taxes. If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in back taxes, this message is for you. Do not try to deal with the IRS alone. Call us first. We are Effecture. We stand between you and the IRS. A founding member of Effecture was an ex-IRS agent of 19 years. Our business was built to provide clients peace of mind. We have insider knowledge about how to protect you because we know how the IRS works from the inside out. So if you owe back taxes and the interest rates and late fees are piling up, don't wait. Call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We'll give you the details on how we can help put an end to your tax problems. Call 800-427-2086. 800-427-2086. That's 800-427-2086. 800-427-2086.
A former National Football League star is dead. Here's correspondent Mary Perrin.
Quarterback Steve McNair was found shot to death in a downtown Nashville apartment. Police haven't released a motive in the shooting. An unidentified female was also killed. McNair was with the Houston Oilers / Tennessee Titans from 1995 through 2005. He led Tennessee to the team's only Super Bowl appearance in 2000. McNair finished his career with the Baltimore Ravens. Mary Perrin, Nashville.
Authorities in South Carolina say they have a serial killer on the loose. In the last 7 days, 5 people murdered. A shooting on a Los Angeles freeway last December that left a man dead in a very expensive 05 Bentley may be tied to the Mexican mafia. Police now investigating the possibility that it is connected to the local drug trade and concerns some sort of, quote, power struggle. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. Visit us at EverCleanse.com or call now to receive a very special offer.
That number is 800-567-5598. Call for your special offer. 800-567-5598. 800-567-5598.
The Organization of American States says the interim government of Honduras cannot withdraw from the alliance. Assistant Secretary General Albert Ramden says only legitimate governments can withdraw from an entity such as the OAS, and the current regime governing the country is not recognized as legitimate. His comments came before a special meeting on the situation in that South American nation. The interim rulers of Honduras took power in a coup that ousted President Manuel Zelaya. So far, they have rejected an OAS demand to restore Zelaya and have defiantly renounced the charter. The Navy investigating the death of a sailor at Camp Pendleton, California, as a homicide. Seaman August Provost shot earlier this week while on sentry duty. Another sailor now in custody. One of Provost's relatives says she believes he was killed because he was gay and black. 4th of July, an extra special day at the Statue of Liberty, the first day since the 9/11 attacks that Lady Liberty's crown has been opened to visitors. Spokeswoman Tegan Firth says the crown tickets went on sale June 13th and are already sold out through September.
10 people at a time can get access to the crown. We do groups of 30 every hour. So you get a nice long, about a 20-minute experience from start to end.
Wall Street this week, the Dow closed at 8281. I'm Jason Walker. This is IRN USA Radio News.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I went a bit wild last hour, and quite frankly, it's because this stuff's really getting to me. You know, I get emailed, people say, are you for real? Are you really this upset? Yes, I'm upset about offshore banks totally imploding the entire world economy and setting up Northcom openly to wage war against the American people for gun confiscation. You bet. I'm absolutely freaked out about it. I mean, I have mainstream news here out of the News Tribune out of Missouri, one of the big papers there in St. Louis. Guard units trained for militia attacks. And it says the National Guard is preparing, that's how the PSYOP works, for American gun owners to attack them at checkpoints. Let me tell you how this is going to work. So I've been to these urban warfare drills. The military trains to take on the American people, and they train to break up families at checkpoints. You drive up to a checkpoint, they run your ID, just like outside Fallujah or outside Baghdad, and they grab the daddy and put him in this truck, the mommy in that truck, and the kids in this truck. And then when you fight back, it's going to be called a terrorist attack. Now, I shot Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover, and Police State 3, total enslavement. I mean, I went to these urban warfare drills. Now it's mainstream news, and it's up on Infowars.com. And Kurt Nemo wrote a detailed article, Missouri National Guard trained to kill militia insurgents in exercise. Then I have them training new Obama youth to, quote, take on disgruntled vets in seek and destroy operations. New York Times. You cannot make this up. It doesn't matter if it's Bush or Obama. It's the same policy. These guys are just puppet front men for the military-industrial complex, and it works for the offshore banks who are a bunch of Madoffs. Now, I know we got Michael and Ray and Peggy and Ronnie and Craig and Chris and Jeff, and I'm going to get to all of you. In fact, Jeff's up first after Michael. But throughout the hour, and he can talk to any issue, is BBC TV presenter with his own show, The Oracle. He has another one on Press TV. He is the inventor of a major stock market system, including a system that's even been adopted by the Pentagon to try to monitor the stock market. And he is an author and also an economist researcher. He's Max Kaiser, and he joins us from Paris for the rest of the hour. Max Kaiser, things are really getting crazy. Can you just boil down for folks what this global system is and what the banks are going to be doing? I mean, are they not going to be happy until everything's destroyed and they own everything?
Alex Jones, how you doing?
Good, Max Kaiser. Thanks for spending time with us on Sunday night there in Paris.
Yeah, it's fantastic to be on the show with you.
How is your beloved betrothed?
Oh, it's fantastic. Stacey's been doing a lot of research on looking at Twitter, and she's discovering that, you know, Twitter has got contacted by the State Department, and if you notice, during that, so-called Green Revolution during Iran, a lot of the major news outlets were quoting what was happening on Twitter, and yet the ability to manufacture results on Twitter is not that difficult.
And it turns out the CIA was basically running it and feeding the mass Twitters. Explain, folks, what the little wicked Tweety was doing.
Well, Stacey has been looking at this pretty closely right now. We're trying to put together some of our own back-end research and data collection, because it is similar to the technology that I was involved with, and you mentioned it at the top of the show. The Pentagon uses some of the ideas and some of the technology that I invented in the mid-1990s for what they call the policy analysis market, which was basically a terror futures market where people could buy and sell contracts based on terror attacks. And they launched it, and of course there was a huge commotion because it was a way to monetize. The average guy, the average Joe out there, could make money betting on what the next terror attack would be. And of course, this sets up the situation where people would go out and commit terror attacks so they could profit on the Pentagon's terror futures market.
So the Pentagon could profit on its terrorism.
Right. They wanted to share their profits with the average person out there. That was what the Pentagon was pushing. And, of course, there was a backlash against it. And I wrote an editorial in the Financial Times, and I pointed out that there already is a terror futures market. It's called the New York Stock Exchange.
Yes.
People are already benefiting by pushing terror all over the world. You know, the primary business, the primary export of America is this military hardware, which is out there causing all kinds of wars of convenience and wars of profit, and you can already benefit. As a matter of fact, I started something else out there called the Gulag Wealth Index.
Ah.
The Gulag Wealth Index is at gulagwealthindex.com, and this was an idea that if you really wanted to cash in on America's terror policies, you could build a portfolio of stocks like Corrections Corps of America, which is America's biggest private prison operator. You could buy stock in Taser, which, of course, is a huge beneficiary of what you talk about on your show all the time by giving local cops summary execution powers, basically, to just stop people on the street and taser them. So all these stocks bundled together into one index, and as a way to give people at least a monetary hedge against the tyranny going on in the U.S. So if you can't stop it politically, at least you could hedge your portfolio.
And, of course, MaxKaiser.com. Max, you've been predicting for years what's happening now in the economy, this designed implosion. But then the media is saying, oh, no, green shoots, everything's wonderful. As everybody I talk to on the street think that we're descending into financial Hades, what's really going on? Are the international bankers going to save us?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, the number one number that people should be looking at is that unemployment number. The unemployment number is continuing to move up pretty sharply. And remember when Obama came into office, his economic program was he was going to restore 3 million jobs quickly. And the point of giving Wall Street all that money, which, you know, Hank Paulson negotiated, basically, he was he extorted that money at the end of last year, and he threatened to kill the stock exchange unless the government and the citizens gave him.
He threatened martial law. He said, if you don't do it, we'll just march troops in here. That's on record. That's freedom, though.
So that was his pitch to Congress and the American people, was extortion. And the what we heard from Obama was that this was going to result in jobs and job growth. And unfortunately, we've had the reverse. We've had loss of jobs.
Oh, the bankers are hoarding the money, and they love everything imploding. Oh, bankers don't love getting the farm that way. They're friendly, Max.
Yeah, pretty much. The bankers are hoarding the money, and the unemployment rate is the official rate is 9.5%. But the unofficial rate, which is the rate which you would calculate by including the number of people who have stopped working for work, the government doesn't include those people in their numbers. Plus, if you also, the government uses what's called the birth-death model in calculating unemployment, where it's a way to statistically underrepresent the model. It's just more statistical noise that the government publishes. But if you were to give a more accurate picture of what the true unemployment number is in America today, it's 16%.
Now a lot of economists are saying it's really 20.
But yeah, well,
I mean, Bloomberg said 15.6.
Again, there's different ways to calculate it, but clearly it's 50 to 60% higher than what the official number is. The trend is moving up quite sharply, and there's no reason to think that that trend is not going to keep moving toward that 25% level, which of course was the number we saw at the Great Depression. So for people out there, and I know you talk on your show, you say, why aren't people motivated to make a change or make a move? I think the people who are losing their jobs and they immediately find themselves in a tent city somewhere and cut off from the rest of the society, you know, they're like Indians being pushed onto a reservation by the government, and they're cut off from society. We don't hear from those people because they've been cut off. They've already, you know, you talk about the idea of these FEMA camps and these other types of facilities. In a way, you already have that going on now. You just don't hear from these people because they're living in tent cities and they're just not covered. They don't have internet access as such, and so they're just being pushed
up. No, you're right. It's just like we don't hear from somebody who's homeless on the streets of India or the streets of Beijing. They're off the grid now, living in squalor. Stay there, Max Kaiser. Call's coming up. I want to talk about this whole police state, because you have really discussed how we're converting the whole economy into that. Why is the Army training to pull triggers on the American people?
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Great. You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I am live at Infowars.com and blasting out on the AM and FM dial, XM, shortwave, satellite, you name it. We come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central for an abbreviated transmission. It's midnight over in Paris, where Timothy Maxwell Kaiser, known as Max Kaiser, from NYU, journalist, film producer, activist, Hollywood Stock Exchange inventor, the Oracle of Max Kaiser, and a lot more, TV show on BBC, and he does one also on Press TV. Max, I want to go to calls in the time we have coming up in the next segment. I promise to get to all of you folks that are holding. But right now, when you talk to other economists, other people researching this, the elites are just openly stealing everything in front of everyone, both parties in Europe, the Tories and the Labor, Republican Democrats here in the United States. I mean, the same stuff. And then meanwhile, they're openly saying Northcom is ready to take on the American people. And I've got news stories coming out where they're training to set up checkpoints, and they've got clergy response teams, hired preachers to report on their flocks, secret police, CIA ads on all radio and TV, recruiting domestic spies. I feel like I woke up in an episode of The Outer Limits. The public's kind of in a mind-numbed robot world. Will they be successful converting us over to just a pure 1984 society? Or will people finally say, hey, let's audit the private Federal Reserve. Let's arrest these bankers. Or is it just we're like a broke-back, toothless hooker with cigarette burns all over us, with the pimp slapping us around, and that's all we know?
Well, that's a beautiful image, Alex. I'm going to keep that in mind as I try to get to sleep tonight. As far as, you know, you mentioned two things there. One is the growing surveillance state and the police state in the U.S., and that's definitely an extension of basically this concept of manifest destiny gone crazy. You know, America was built on this idea of the manifest destiny, moving all the way west from the east. And, of course, they slaughtered and committed genocide of the local population of Indians. But they got to the West Coast. They created the U.S. Then the manifest destiny went out to the rest of the world. And the U.S. put this policy of scorched earth policy of just invading countries and expanding the empire in South America, Latin America, you know, around the world. But now they've run out of places to conquer in this way. So they've come back home. And the same forces that drove this foreign policy of scorched earth and basically ethnic cleansing, if you will, They're applying this to Americans because they've run out of other countries. They've run out of space. So they come back home, and they're doing it in their own country. And, of course, the rationality by the people putting this forward is that somehow they're serving the greater good as they define it in their own minds. But clearly, if you're losing your job or you're having your savings destroyed, and I want to point something out that happened last week, which is really, really, I think, needs to get some attention. In the country of Sweden, they've now moved to what's called a negative savings rate, which means that if you have money in the bank, you don't get any kind of a savings rate at all. In fact, you pay the bank to hold your money. The reason they do that is they want people to take the money out of the bank and go spend it in the economy. They're trying to force people to spend money.
So this is a purely debtor system where cradle to grave, the government and the private banks are God.
It's a pure cradle to grave debt system, exactly. So now Sweden is on the front line of this negative savings rate policy. In the U.S., you already have interest rates at almost at zero. And in other countries around the world, and in the U.K., it's moving in this direction. So it looks like in the U.S., they will, as this bailout money fails to stimulate the economy, as the banks fail to make loans, as the economy continues to implode, then all the banks are going to start to move over to this negative savings rate. So,
Max, what about this? What about this, though? They're hiring and converting all the new people that lose their jobs into police state functions to now then go feed on any middle class that's left. So a total end of private property, it looks like, as well. What are these NORTHCOM brigades with the military openly training to engage the American people? So now if you don't like it, the military will just come kill you?
Well, what's fascinating is that the CIA is recruiting from bankers that are getting fired. Did you see that?
That was Bloomberg. Yeah, no, they're just taking everything over.
You know, I worked on Wall Street for many years, and So in other words, the same people that destroyed the economy, the Wall Street bankers, now that they've been forced off the grid, they're going to be picked up by the CIA to commit financial crimes against their countrymen conducted by groups like the CIA. So who knows how to conduct financial crimes better than the guys on Wall Street?
And we know the CIA's been caught shipping in the heroin, the cocaine. We know they're involved with the plunge protection team rigging the markets anyways. I mean, this is literally like hell force is being released on us. And you said it, just like the CIA overthrows third world countries, they're about to have a big meal off us. What made them decide to go ahead and gang rape America? What made them decide to go ahead and slit our throat like a sweet little puppy looking up at its master?
It's just a force of habit. They don't know any better, and there's no resistance. There's absolutely no resistance.
That's really what it is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if there was any resistance, and you know, I've introduced two or three ways that there could be resistance, but there's no appetite for any resistance. And
so this is really what the people want. They want their kids being shot up with mercury and drinking fluoride. They want to be bankrupt. They want to be slaves. They want to live in across between Mexico and North Korea.
Well, you know, I've often said that, let me put it to you this way. If Hitler had listed Auschwitz on the New York Stock Exchange, America would have never invaded Germany.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, there's a perception in America that no matter how bad things are, there's still a possibility that you might be the big lottery winner. And people live with those blinders on.
Orwell talked about that. He said the proles laid down in that 1984 fiction, but based on the Soviet Union he was studying, because they thought they could win the lottery. Just kind of this magical bumpkin thinking, like giggling that it's not happening to me, almost laughing at your neighbor being torn apart.
Well, see, look what's happening in Russia. Last week, Putin announced that they're closing all the casinos in Moscow, and they're moving them all to Siberia. Now, I predicted this trend. I may have even talked about it last year on your show.
No, you did.
That we're moving toward a casino gulag model.
No, you said that. I remember.
Well, now we've got direct evidence of it.
How did you know that? A casino gulag. It's wonderful.
It's a forced gambling model. And just like in California, if they open up a casino gulag, and you run out of tokens, of course, the state is now going to issue you IOUs. Then you can put those into your slot machines in the Gulag casino. And you still maintain the illusion that you're going to be a winner, even though you've lost your house, you've lost your job, you've lost your family, but you still might be a winner, so you're going to put up with it. And it's the same group of people that are now in charge that really have been taken from the casino industry. You know, the casino industry is on the cutting edge of behavioral economics, which has had the study of the psychology of what makes people make economic decisions. And the casino industry, of course, has introduced techniques where they make it very difficult to leave the casino. The exits are hidden. There's no clocks. You don't know what time of day it is. They put fragrances in the air. They have a calculation for the slot machines, a certain win ratio to keep people interested.
Max, got a break. Stay there. News coming up. We'll come right back to you to finish that point, other key points, then right to your phone calls.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Brother.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking
taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Max Kaiser is our guest.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
I want him to finish up his point, and we're going to go to your phone calls. He can comment on it all. Very well read verse, young man. I can't get no relief.
I can't get no relief.
Max Kaiser, there's got to be some way out of here. You know, just in case listeners think you were joking about gulag casinos, I was listening to Fox News Radio here locally on 590 AM this week and heard that announced. I went home and Googled it. Sure enough, we had it linked up on Infowars.com. But here's Times of London. Vladimir Putin, gambling law banishes Russian casinos to Siberian exile. And then earlier I mentioned how in China they CPS people's kids and put them up for adoption. But they won't tell you that here. They steal the kids and put them up for adoption. So they get like $500,000 for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. I've had senators on admitting they have bounties out for your kids in the public schools. Sometimes they sell them to foreign countries. Saudi Arabia is one of the biggest purchasers. But see, BBC, China, baby sold for adoption. It says they seize your kid if you've had more than one child and sell it to people, I guess, have been sterilized by the drinking water here in the U.S. But going back to Max Kaiser, so the casino gulag economy, you did say like 6 months ago on my show that we were going to go to this, and you were serious. So finish your point on that. Any other big, important items and big shoes to drop in the economy? Then I want to start going to these phones here.
Right. Yeah, the casino gulag model is what I've been talking about for a while. And as the economy continues to implode, it'll become a standing policy. And my prediction for 2009, one of my big predictions, is that online gambling is going to be legalized in the U.S. because this is going to be billed as a way to stimulate the economy. And this will just further atrophy and carve out the equity of the U.S. Now, during the break, during the news break, it was funny because the newscaster said that Joe Biden said that Obama miscalculated what the effect of the first stimulus package might be, and now they're thinking about a second stimulus.
You've been saying that. It's just like a heroin dealer. Oh, you just need one more shot and it'll be okay.
Yeah, and I think it's what people should understand what this means. And just to spend maybe 30 seconds reviewing some of the big points.
No, take your time. Go over it. Go ahead.
Let's talk about the banking system for a while in context here. The banking system, traditionally, if you put $1,000 in the bank will then lend out $1,000. The idea of a fractional reserve banking system is you put $1,000 in the bank, and the bank lends out $10,000. Well, where do they get that additional $9,000 that's loaned into existence? And this is how the money, what's called money, expands, but it's actually, these are just IOUs. These are just debts that are being created by banks, and they do it purely in their own service. And the interest on the debt, of course, will always eclipse any kind of return they're getting on the deposit. So you end up with an economy that's heading further and further into debt. Now, what we've seen in the last...
Well, wait, let's not just glaze over that. Explain to people, this is a singularity financially, like a black hole. It's designed to put you into debt. It's designed to create more debt than actual asset.
That's right. The interest on America's debt now, I think it's the third biggest item on the budget behind Social Security and the military. Then comes debt interest.
And so soon it'll be like California, where everything goes to debt, and literally the police just go around holding you up by your ankles, shaking your change out of your pocket. How long till we reach that point?
Right. That number one for debt interest payment at the current rate, I haven't done the numbers in terms of picking the exact month or when that's going to be, but at its current rate, clearly it'll be the number one item. But just to point out something, which is the next level, when over the past 10 to 15 years, Well, the reason you had this huge crisis on Wall Street really starting in the summer of 2007 is that that fractional reserve model moved into something that I would call the zero reserve model. And in the zero reserve model, what happens is you put $1,000 in the bank, then a bank like Goldman Sachs will sell that $1,000 deposit to another bank for a fee, and they'll still make that $10,000 in loans. So they're making a $10,000 in loans now based on having no reserves at all. And that's how they can make these astronomical rates of returns, is because they actually have no reserves. The banking system, in a zero reserve system, you have to think of it as a banking hologram. These banks are simply swapping back and forth pieces of paper that they say represent some value, but in fact, there's no value at all. And I think this goes back to something we saw a couple of weeks ago, which is a story that was big for only about 6 hours, which was that $134 billion in notes that were trying to be crossed from Italy into Switzerland. And there was a big story that broke, and people were trying to figure out, what is the deal with this $134 billion in U.S. Treasury securities that are trying to be smuggled into Switzerland? And my take on what that was all about is that in Switzerland, of course, you have the Bank of International Settlements, which is the central bank of central banks. And every quarter, when these banks have to report the assets on their books, because they don't really have assets on the books to report, which is one reason why auditing the Fed would expose the Fed as being having no assets at all. The reason why at the end of the quarter they have to do an actual accounting, they engage in what I call peekaboo accounting, where banks swap the pieces of paper that they can claim do have value, they swap it back and forth.
So they're all swapping it. There's like a limited pile, and they all move it around during the accounting.
Exactly. And that's what I think that was all about. It was as part of this global scheme, really, in the central banks, where they're all basically cooperating to misrepresent the assets on the books.
But here's the bad part. It's like musical chairs. They all get a chair, the big banks do. They get the golf courses and movie companies and factories. We, the people, don't get a chair.
Right. This is what happened in the summer of 2007. The music stopped, and even Chuck Prince, who was the CEO of Citibank at the time, he said, you know what, as long as the music still plays, we're going to keep dancing. And it was at that month, almost to that day, when the music stopped. A couple of hedge funds at Bear Stearns blew up, and the music stopped, and suddenly there were no more suckers coming into the market. The Bernie Madoff thing blew up because of the same reasons, because there was no fresh money coming into the Ponzi scheme. And it became this huge control, what I call a controlled demolition, because obviously if the bankers on Wall Street, including Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, even in 2009 are on schedule to pay themselves record bonuses, it's clear that they are not participating in any way in this financial catastrophe. And it's also clear that they have the means to create the financial catastrophe. And it's also clear that at this point, that based on Paulson's testimony to Congress and what Tim Geithner has done and Bernanke has done, that this was in fact a premeditated, controlled financial demolition. And I don't see how anyone can have any other conclusion than that.
But they like that because now they get to play the savior again and consolidate even more power and have bailout after bailout directly to themselves, never sending one dime of our own money back into the economy. I want to go to calls now, but one last point. Madoff, it came out in AP, as you know, that it was $171 billion in assets, or that's the asset forfeiture seizure notice. I thought it was $50 billion. I mean, certainly Madoff wasn't acting alone.
Well, this is, again, it gets back to peekaboo accounting. It depends what week you look at the books. One week it's $50 billion, and next week it could be $170 billion. In other words, it's all fictitious accounting. It's all accounting fraud.
Someone robbing your car out there?
Well, I'm on Paris, and that's somebody's car is out there squeaking, yes.
Sure, it's a wonderful third world person bashing the windows out. We've got to give him some welfare.
Okay. Oops, off now.
Okay, good. I'm sorry, I interrupted because of the car alarm. Okay, so that's the peekaboo accounting. But certainly Madoff didn't act alone.
Well, Madoff is... When I was working on Wall Street, there is a concept called parking stock. And parking stock or a busted trade or an error account, the way it works is at the end of the day, a lot of times you would have bought or sold more stock than you actually, you made a mistake, you made an error, and you have at the firm what's called an error account. And you park that stock in the error account overnight, and then the next day when you come in, you try to place it somewhere. And whether it's long-term capital management or it's Bernie Madoff's fund, these guys are used to stash errors by large traders who need to hide, you know, play this peekaboo game on a short-term basis.
And so that's why he's being left alone. They're saying he acted alone.
Well, the entire
Got a break. I promise, folks, we're going to your calls. This is just too important with Max Keiser.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Oh, yeah. Final segment, baby. Don't listen to Alex. Government loves you. Wall Street's your friend. Everything's going to be fine, baby. Ha, 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 yeah.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, let's jam in some calls here with Max Kaiser. Max.
Hey, speaking of the pimp game, have you pimped my website?
MaxKaiser.com. It's almost as good as InfoWars.com.
To Alex Jones listeners, I'm trying to get my video, which was from this week's show on my show On the Edge. I put the video up there. I'm trying to get up to 50,000 views.
Well, you've always got great TV show. What's your especially when I'm on it? But what's your pimp game today?
Well, the pimp game today, and I love that expression you started using last week, by the way, to describe what was going on in terms of people, basically. What I call it is the Stockholm Syndrome. People fall in love with their captors, and I think Americans have developed a mass case of Stockholm Syndrome. They've fallen in love with their kidnappers.
Well, absolutely. We have this ruling class who has a rigged game in the stock market, and they're just literally gotten greedy and screwing up everything. Somebody's got to stop them. Let's take some calls from Max Kaiser. That video is up on MaxKaiser.com. We'll link it up on InfoWars.com. We'll help you get up to 50,000 there, Max.
Yeah.
You have lots of videos of more than that. I guess you want it in a few days. Michael in North Carolina, thanks for holding.
Hey, hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy, go ahead.
Thank you for what you do, and while Max is on the line, Max, thank you for what you do, too. You guys are speaking the truth in a time of universal deceit.
But that was another Al-Qaeda member, George Orwell, said that. He needs to be arrested. But
specifically, the question I had was related to the Austrian journalist story, Jane Burgermeister, who filed the charges against the WHO and the UN for planned genocidal actions. Yesterday on Dr. Rebecca Carley's show, she said that she, Carley, and Burgermeister had been scheduled to be on your show, Alex, like a week ago.
Yeah, no, I've had them on before, and I just haven't had them on about that suit. Yeah, we did link to the article at InfoWars.com, but I'll work on that. You know, that's a good question to ask. Baxter Pharmaceutical got caught mixing that weaponized bird flu with the vaccines. Then the London Telegraph reported there were deaths in trials, but wouldn't say what company of bird flu vaccine. Bayer got caught shipping out the Factor VIII filled with HIV. I guess it's all just an accident, though, right, Max?
Well, those types of stories, you probably have more of up to date on. I cover mostly the finance stories and the banking stories, and that's my specialty.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Jeff in Mass. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh yes, very very simple. The people will not get it until they see UN tanks coming into the streets, starvation.
Well, sir, your phone is ultra low. Can you speak up?
Oh, yes. As far as the American people is concerned, it will not hit the American people until they're starving and they see U.N. tanks in the street.
No, no, no. They'll run out and worship the U.N. tanks and ask for food. And then if you're against the U.N. tanks, they'll say you're trying to hurt the U.N. and they'll bash your brains in with a sledgehammer. Max Kaiser, comments on that.
Well, like we were saying before, I think that as long as there's this mentality out there, that they suddenly, I'm going to be the winner, I'm going to be the lottery winner, it prevents people from getting together and pushing back as a collective force. And so there's no resistance. Now, if you were in a battle with capitalists who are trying to take over as much property as possible and there was absolutely no resistance, you just keep going. There's just no resistance. Nobody's trying to stop them because everyone has this mentality that they want to be on the other side. They're going to get the lucky golden ticket.
Yeah, all of these slaves think they're the elite. I mean, you can meet janitors that'll giggle. They think if they side mentally with the elite, that makes them suddenly on the side of the elite, even as the tank is running over them. What do you call that sickening mental mentality, Max?
CNBC.
Oh, CNBC, where they say lead is good for children, it's good for the economy.
Yes, James Cramer is like, you know, he's spinning the lottery wheel every 10 minutes of every day. Another winner. Somebody else bought. You know, there's just one big hoax, basically. And it's remember a movie that came out a while ago. They shoot horses, don't they? And it was about the 1930s. People were in the middle of the Depression, but they would dance themselves to death if they thought they'd win a free piece of apple pie.
It's unbelievable. So it's that, well, really, it's that foolish, sucker-born-every-minute attitude, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you guys for speaking out so much. I just want you to think about the thriving garden of souls you've helped to cultivate for God. So I'm one of them, and I appreciate you. But I wanted to bring up Cynthia McKinney. It looks like she might be... and also Palestine and Gaza and Israel.
Now, what is this, 6 days that a congresswoman and a Nobel Prize winner in the Mediterranean, not even in Israeli waters, have been grabbed, and it's nowhere on our news, Max?
Well, I see that it's not really being covered, that at this very moment, the president of Honduras is trying to land in Honduras after the CIA, you know, put in that coup just 2 weeks ago. No one's covering that either.
I'm glad you mentioned that. The CIA under Bush and Obama admit they were trying to start a color revolution during the election. They had the other guy announce that he'd won before the polls even closed to try to make it look like something was being stolen. If the mullahs wanted to fix it, they would have just not allowed guy to run. They control who gets on the ballot. And then Obama gets up and says, the U.S. is not involved. And then now he says we're not involved in what's happening south of the border. Max?
Well, he's trying to land at the airport right now. People are dying on the at the airport. It's a huge international story, and yet it's being just completely ignored. So that's selective news projection. So, you know, this is where your show comes in, because you're willing to talk about stories that are not being covered. And it's shocking that the mainstream media is just selectively only focusing on those stories that are going to further the interests of the corporate interests who own those news.
And even the corporate media whores are destroying their own nests, burning their own beds, but they just can't help it because it's that instinct that they're predators too. They get to lie too. It's just, oh, we get to be part of destroying America. Oh, it's so much fun. Oh, yes.
Well, these are the same guys, you know, who would have volunteered to be guards at the concentration camp.
I agree with you. It's just unbelievable. Well, I mean, they're social climbers, and if they say that ladder leads you up, they'll kill their grandma to advance themselves. They have no honor, no nothing, and that's why we're in so much trouble. But good men and women need to get involved and take action, and we know you're out there. Craig in Maryland, you're on the air with Max Kaiser. Come on down, Craig. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Actually, my name is Hans. I think it was a misunderstanding. I'm a student at the University of Maryland, economics major.
Okay, Hans, go ahead. Hans Blicks, oh, no.
It's all right. My concern is when you said in the documentary, The Obama Deception, the people were beginning to see through their facade. What was that you were referring to, the Federal Reserve, the whole system, or...
Yes, the people are beginning to see through the left-right paradigm and that global corporations own both parties. Max, you want to comment on that?
Well, as you know, on your show, before the election, my attitude was I was going to give Obama a chance. I was not in the Obama deception camp at that time, but I did say that I was very troubling that he was keeping Geithner and Summers in place, and if that were to continue, then that could potentially sway my opinion on Obama. And in fact, my opinion has been swayed because he kept those guys in place. He's obviously a lackey for Goldman Sachs, and I'm even more, I would say, hopping mad than you about this, because I'm one of those suckers that was pulled into the cult of this guy, you know, 6 months ago.
Well, I mean, Bush was so bad, everybody hoped it would end. I was hoping. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a big Republican, was hoping. You're not bad in that you got suckered. I mean, people were hoping. But now so many Obama supporters say, I don't care how much he lies, cheats, and steals. It's okay because, you know, he's my criminal. The point is, I just say get past Obama. He's a diversion.
Well, you've got some... See, people are unwilling to admit when they've made a mistake. And the reason why... For me, having worked on Wall Street, that's the biggest mistake you can make in managing money, is not being able to quickly figure out you made a mistake and you have to reverse course. And this is one of the disciplines that people who work on Wall Street and manage money have to learn quickly. But in the political sphere, in the punditry sphere, you do not see that. So, for example, a website like Daily Kos, which is a left-wing site, so-called, clearly they're unwilling to listen to any items, any stories about Obama that contradict their preconceived notion that he can only do good. And that's equally dangerous, as dangerous as any right-wing agenda.
All right, joining us from Paris, Max Keiser, maxkeiser.com. Our sites are infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. America, the world, change course. Stop licking the boots of government and corporations. Stop buying their slick hype. Get back to the Bill of Rights Constitution. Get angry. Scream bloody murder or they will take everything you've got. They will rape you financially. God bless you, Max Keiser. Great having you on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll be back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things